can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome to Tuesdays with Dan on the Talking Pools Podcast Group. Glad to have you all join me again today. Hope you're doing well. We're getting close to, tomorrow is going to be officially the 1st of May, kind of the start of hell month for most of us here in the pool industry, especially for us in the Midwest and the Snowbelt regions, as everyone's gearing up to the Memorial Day festivities and so forth, trying to squeeze everything in that we can. It's the biggest month of the year for us and certainly takes its toll on everybody. So with that, and the everybody I'm referring to is those of us that are doing the work, our employees, everyone that's given it 110%, trying to take care of people and make sure that they're going to be able to use these pools when they want to use them. So with that, I thought today I might talk a little bit about employees, some of the things that we do at All Seasons that I think has been a key to our success through the years. And maybe it'll help some of you with what you're doing if you're someone who has employees or someone who is looking to get employees. And I think for many of us, that's often a goal, is to continue to grow. And as with anything, we're limited by resources, and the resource of labor tends to be the resource that limits what we do the most. You know, we're very fortunate. We've got a fantastic group of employees. They are our greatest asset. And I think, most of you would probably agree, those of you that have employees, that your employees are your greatest asset. If you're by yourself out there doing everything from the accounting to paying the bills to bringing in the money and doing the work, well, you are your own employee. And if you don't feel that you're your biggest asset, then you probably need to seek professional help somewhere. The aspect of taking care of employees, making sure that they are your prime number one concern, to me, is something that goes all the way down the chain. If we take care of the employees, I believe the employees feel that and like what they're doing. They enjoy their job. They feel cared for. They, in turn, like to then do a better job, always trying to give it that 110% to make sure things are done right, that customers are taken care of, and everyone is happy. So, it kind of starts at the top and works its way down, in my mind. We're very fortunate. We've got somewhere, I want to say, in the neighborhood of 55 employees in our company. We've got a service division, which includes our weekly maintenance, repairs, pool openings, closings in our market. That's a big thing. Everything from, liner replacements to repairs, replastering, retiling, new coping, plumbing, electrical, pretty much anything that might be needed in that backyard, in the swimming pool or hot tub. Our service department is out there tackling all of that day in and day out. Year round, even though we are seasonal, certainly April 1 to November 15th, Thanksgiving time is kind of the biggest part of the season. But we do run year round with crews, both service as well as our construction division. We build, we significantly renovate, we do outdoor living. We pretty much take on the entire backyard. And now that COVID has died down and that surge is gone, we're doubling our efforts back into the aspect of taking on the entire backyard. And with that, it's 90% of our work is done by our own in-house craftsmen. Our own employees are out there doing everything from the pool structure to the piping to the electrical to the hardscapes to the water features, the pergolas, the pavilions, the outdoor kitchens, fireplaces, fire pits. It's all our own staff, which gives us great quality control and the ability of producing some really really nice projects for some wonderful people. We've got a retail store, a single location brick and mortar store that does a fantastic job of taking care of all those customers who have come to know us in our 70th year now this year. We've been all season since 1954. Come to know us as the go-to for any of their problems, any of their needs. And we have a great following and fantastic people that come in the store time after time looking for our retail staff to help them with everything from a new grill to water testing and hot tubs and everything else you can think of. But to support all of that, we've got a ton of people in the back end of things. We've got a warehouse department, a pretty extensive warehouse department, honestly. We had, through COVID, to add a bunch of storage to that because of the need to buy product in advance. Our purchasing people, Tom, our purchasing manager, did a fantastic job of making sure we always had inventory throughout all the shortages in COVID. Now, we did get to a point January, it was probably more like September of 2022, we had more than 100% of the product that we would have needed for 2023 already in our warehouse. Significant amount of product, chemicals, equipment, you name it. It was all there, ready to go. Tom did a great job, and his staff and the warehouse team, the warehouse manager, Ryan, they figured out how to squeeze it all in, make it all work. And, again, great office and support staff there. And the service and construction end of things, we've got all kinds of back office stuff going on there, from dispatching to coordination to accounting work, invoicing work. You name it, and it's going on. We try to be extremely detailed and organized, and every single one of these 50-55 employees have what I consider to be a critical role in the overall operation. Doesn't matter what that role is, but every one of them plays a part, and those parts need to intertwine real well. And it's not that we're perfect, not that we're infallible. We certainly make mistakes. We certainly have issues, but it's not because of lack of effort or lack of caring. So how do you get those people that sort of exude that kind of personality, that the caring and so on is the important thing for them?
Join the Council for the Model Aquatic Health Code, aka CMAC. CMAC is a member-driven organization that keeps the Model Aquatic Health Code sustainable, current, and complete. Your expertise is needed. Learn more at CMAC.org. That's CMAHC.org.
So how do you get those people that sort of exude that kind of personality, that the caring and so on is the important thing for them? Our hiring for years and years and years, I've always said that we need to hire the personality, not the person. And I really don't care what they know in terms of our industry, in terms of what the job may be. Not that we don't look for already qualified people, experienced people. They're certainly great additions. But we can teach, and we do teach, the industry to anybody that walks in our door. And we concentrate real, real hard on education. And I think we do a very good job of educating people. The thing we can't teach is how to care, how to have that inner personality that is someone who just always wants to do the right thing, always wants to go over and above and treat anyone as if they were dealing with maybe their grandparents or their parents or something, trying to just help them as best they can. And, if we happen to hire people that we find that don't exude those kind of traits, we need to be quick at identifying that and quick at getting rid of them. It doesn't take much, sort of that cancer, if you will, to destroy the culture that's created when all of things are moving in a positive direction, but you've got one person who's always negative, not pulling their own, doesn't have a lot of concern for doing the right thing. The others see it, the others wonder why it exists, the others don't like it because they're often picking up the slack or, whatever the situation may be. And it's important that we all identify those problems and get them out as quickly as we can. We our leadership team at All Seasons actually developed over the course of the last year, truly, what we call our core values. And a component of it is our mission statement, which we've had for decades and decades, but we expanded the mission statement. Our mission statement was always, that we want to perform above the norm for our industry, that we're wanting to have a mutually beneficial relationship with customers by educating them, standing behind products, servicing what we sell, that we're interested in solving their problems, and we won't compromise our ethics or integrity in the name of profit. That's always been a mission statement for us. But what we added to it this year, because of the importance to what makes All Seasons a success, the employees, is a section that speaks directly to them. And what we came up with is that we're committed to the never-ending improvement, growth, and development of our employees through training, building a team environment, and advancement. We know our team and their overall pursuit of happiness is crucial to the growth and success of the business. It's our top priority to create an environment where people can enjoy themselves, grow personally as well as professionally, and make a career as a pool professional. So I've been doing this since 1987. This is my 37th year, maybe my 38th season. I forget how the math works on that, but at any rate, early on, I saw the industry as something that I loved, something that I wanted to make into a career. And we had to figure out how to make that happen. Things were way, way different back then. And the build of the professional image of not just All Season, but of the industry, right? I mean, I talk at lengths any opportunity I get about how I despise being the pool guy or the pool girl. That to me is such a demeaning thing. We are far better than, I would say, any trade that exists. In terms of All Seasons and what we do, we have employees who are carpenters, who are masons, who are pipe fitters, who are electricians, who can do anything. And I mean that, they can do anything. They could build a house if we need a house built. We build pool houses, we build pavilions, we build pergolas. We can run gas, we can do it all. You don't find that in the trades. The trades are very exclusive. You have an electrician, or you have a plumber, or you have a carpenter. And when you get beyond those trades, most of those people really don't have the ability of doing anything outside of that trade. And for us to excel and be where we are today as a company and the industry as a whole is because of our ability to thrive in any application we get into. And I understand in certain parts of the country that you maybe can't do electric, or you can't do this, or you can't do that because of you know, regulations and so forth put on you. But even within the relatively small scope that you may have, there are still varying things that you're doing. And we need to make sure that we're always holding our heads high and that we're always looking at ourselves as being the best of the trades that are out there. Put a chip on your shoulder. Carry yourself proud. Be proud to be a pool professional. Well, it certainly didn't happen overnight for us. It was some growth that occurred to get us to where we are. And as I said, we're not perfect. We always strive to become better and better and better. But some of the things that have helped us along the way is laying out the potential growth for a prospective employee from the very first interview. So we have, if I look at our service department for an example, we have an employee agreement with our service technicians when they're hired, and a whole plan for them that is a 7 to 10 year plan to take them from walking in the door, potentially knowing nothing, to where in 7 to 10 years, they're making significant income. Income that supports families, income that puts children through college income that puts roofs over their heads in very nice ways, and also provides the potential of growth to have other tasks or other jobs made available to them, so that they're not pigeonholed into, this is all I'm ever going to do for the rest of my life is vacuum a pool. There are a lot of people that love doing that, and that's great. Honestly, it's one of the most relaxing things I could ever do. And if I get an opportunity to get out there and do it, it's like a day off for me. But the aspect of showing them where that growth and movement can occur and what it means to them, and giving examples, and then also having the ability for us at this point to prove by other employees who are working for us how that plays out. And what I mean by that is, of our 50, 55 employees that we've got, I think our average tenure right now is somewhere around 17 years. Our employees stay with us for a long, long time. Now, I've got technicians who, every Christmas party at the end of the year, we celebrate anniversaries and five-year intervals, and numbers of technicians who are well, certainly 5 and 10 years, and not just technicians, warehouse staff, retail staff, office staff, all of them. Certainly 10-year, 15-year, 20-year, 25-year, now in excess of 25 years, a long, long time that people have been working for us. We make it a career for them, give them a path, give them direction, give them the training and education that they need, training and education that exceeds even the industry stuff you might be thinking of, that exceeds learning how to fix a pump, or learning how to work on a heater, or vacuum a pool, or treat water. Training that includes communication skills, that includes financial skills, that includes all different aspects of what makes someone who's at someone's home in their backyard interacting with them to be at a very high level, a very professional level. We talk often about how, we have multiple platforms of communicating with people, certainly face to face or over the phone, the old school way, right? But definitely since COVID, email's always been a thing, but email's gotten much more prevalent, and texting is really where it's at today. And we push to have a very high level of communication, even through those platforms, through texting, through email. We want our texting to be not jargon, not abbreviations. We do like using emojis and such to express feeling that otherwise can be lost in the written word. But we want it to be at high levels, and we're constantly monitoring this communication as it's going on. We're using platforms that every employee in all seasons has access to send texts, not just through their phone, but through a messaging platform. So it's all basically in-house, if you will, and anybody in the business can see it, can see the interactions between every employee, every customer. And there are fantastic interactions going out there. And even, as I'm sitting here recording this on a Sunday afternoon, there are interactions I see today between employees who are not working today and their customers who sent them a message through this platform. And to me, that speaks volumes of the type of people that we have, of the type of organization that we have, and how these employees truly care about what they do. They consider these clients as friends, and they want to take care of. Having the employee agreement at the point of interview shows the person that you're interviewing that you understand what you're doing, that you are a professional company, that they have something that they can hold you to. And as time goes by, they have expectations. You're giving it to them in black and white to help manage those expectations. And in that process, it's very important to make sure that you live up to the obligations that you're putting in front of them. Don't delay, don't put off, don't kick the can down the road. If you say, if you do this, you'll get this, make it happen. have frequent conversations with your employees. Ask them how they're doing. Ask them if they need anything. Learn about them outside of work. You'd be amazed how much it means to the employee, but I think you'll find that it means even more to you if you get to know them on a more personal level than you might otherwise. Take them out sometimes. Take them out to dinner. Take them out for drinks. One of our employees, he's been with us a year now, is in the reserves, and his unit is being deployed next week to Poland. So in the heat of the season, his last day is Tuesday before he's got to head out. So he'll be gone month of May and June, basically. Worst time of year for us, but we certainly honor his commitment to his reserves and to the country and appreciate his service. So we took him out last Friday night. Everyone met up at one of the local bars after work and had some drinks and some food and said, we all wish him well and be looking forward to when he gets back a couple of months down the road. Important to recognize those types of things. We acknowledge birthdays, all of our employees. We actually do Facebook posts to anyone who would be following our company and recognize when someone has a birthday, and certainly everybody around the office and through the various departments is wishing them happy birthday when they see them come in on their day. It's sometimes little things like that that mean a lot. And as others see those types of things, they see the company culture that you have, it becomes recognized. And our culture is recognized not only through our own employees, but through customers, through extensions of customers and family, through the industry. And I'm honored to have people in the industry reach out to me and comment on what they're seeing as being an extremely positive company culture and one that really does everything it can for its employees to make them feel welcome, feel like family, and to take care of them. We in this document, I mentioned the core values and mission statement that we put together with leadership this year. There are seven core values that we feel are important for our employees to have, and certainly when we're looking for prospective employees. The first one that we listed is relative to customer satisfaction. And we state that we're more than just a swimming pool and spa company. We're a customer service company. And I think the more that many of us consider that with everything we do, the better we become. We're a customer service company that happens to be in the swimming pool industry. We have responsibilities to keep commitments and communicate and correct things when there are problems and do it quickly and keep customers happy. We're a customer service company first, primarily. That we need to have integrity, that's number two. That if we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it. What we promise is what we deliver. That we're responsible for that. If we're going to tell you we're going to do something, you didn't put a gun to our head and make us say that. We said it. And as such, we need to live up to that and do everything that is in our power to make sure that the outcome is exactly what we said we'd do. If there is a problem, again, take care of it and then learn from it. Everybody makes mistakes. No one's perfect. Learn from it. Get better. Get stronger. The third item is communication. We always speak positively of one another and of our customers. And I would say our competitors as well. Bad-mouthing anybody, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a customer, whether it's another company that you compete with, really makes you look little. And there isn't room for that at all seasons. And I would say there isn't room for that anywhere. And I'm on social media like all the rest of you are. And I see it going on in social media all the time. And I think how the person that's doing that really has no idea how little it makes them look. You know, we're all in this together. Those of us in the Talking Pools podcast group do this not because we're making $1 million a year. We do it because we want to help the industry get better. We want everyone to get better. So when you see that crappy picture of plumbing that looks like a third grader did it, that someone posts out and says, criticize it, but criticize it as an adult and as a professional. That's all. You don't need to be negative and be, you know, a horrible individual. That makes your true colors shown. The fourth item is excellence. We always look for the best products. We provide the highest level of service on everything that we do. And we are always on the edge of innovation and improvement. We don't sit stagnant with anything. And our goal is to make our clients' lives easier and ownership of our products more enjoyable. That's what helps perpetuate the industry. Figure out how to make it work, how to make it work with little effort, to make it work as long as possible. And people then are positive. The negativity is what spreads so quickly. And if more people have positive experiences with their pools from the point of construction through service and longevity, the industry doesn't get the black marks of, geez, you don't want to own a pool. It's nothing but a money pit. Teamwork. We are always team players. And we need to always understand we're only as good as the combination of all of our strengths. We always work on cooperation and work to come to a resolution if there are issues. Resolution, not compromise. When there's compromise, you give something up. I would prefer if we have internal issues between our team members that they work for a resolution where they find common ground where both parties or all parties feel like they've won. Not that they had to give something up to get something. That's compromise. I want resolutions where everyone moves and the group grows as a result. Balance. We have a balanced approach to life, and we need to always remember that social, physical, family aspects and beliefs are as important as financial and intellectual aspects. We have a difficult time with that one. That probably, honestly, is one of the most difficult for us, especially this time of the year. And this is something I would challenge all of you to focus on as we head into May through Memorial Day, is try to find some sort of a work-life balance. Try not to drive yourself into the ground, wear yourselves thin, bring things home that cause issues there. Try to make everything work as a balance. Give yourself some time to rejuvenate. Give yourself some time with friends and loved ones. Take the time for the mental day, if that's what it takes. And understand that everything has a balance. You need to try to achieve that. And then the last item is fun. We do view life as a journey that should be enjoyed and appreciated. And we try to create an atmosphere that's fun, that people like to come to work, that they enjoy their coworkers, they enjoy what they do, that they've got the tools to be able to do it. And by tools, it goes beyond the, you know, screwdrivers and wrenches and channel locks and saws. It goes to the knowledge, the cooperation, the support from other staff, the support from the employers. All of that is an aspect of tools that help them to enjoy what they're doing, so they're not struggling while they're out there. So seven key things that we feel are important core values. Again, customer satisfaction, integrity, communication, excellence, teamwork, balance, fun. Roll it all together with a mission that is devoted not only to your customers, but also to your employees and I would argue to yourself. And that's sort of been our basis for a long, long time at All Seasons, and I think a strong reason as to why we're fortunate to be one of the top 50 builders in the country and top 50 service companies in the country, and a member of Aqua 100, Aqua Magazine's Aqua 100, top 100 retailers in the industry. Because we live up to this, we honor our employees, we like what we do, and in turn, the whole company has a very positive experience as a result. So with that, happy Tuesday. Step off in May 1st tomorrow in a big way, and we will talk to you again next week. Stay safe, everyone.
Just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.